Steel had an exceptional DJ emergency and had to run off and go tend to that emergency. Some other DJ in the city was having trouble with being exceptional. So they gave Steel a call on his cellular mobile device, and the committed, you know, exceptional DJ mentor that he is took off like a shot without any questions asked. He said, you know, DJ Adrock, are you okay to cover the dials and the mics and the switches and the dials and the doohickeys? And I said, yeah, Steel, you go ahead. You got to do what you got to do, man. Because you know what? We're already exceptional DJs, and you know what? We need to spread the love. But I'm not vain. So what I'm going to do while in Steel's absence is a few weeks ago, we had some technical difficulties with Audacity recording one of our shows. And so much of the show was lost. In fact, I think the only salvageable part of the show was our phone call with Sherry, one of our newest Mono Amigos, which we uploaded to the soundfm.ca website. And actually got quite a few hits, so apparently people liked hearing our conversation with Sherry. But anyways, the rest of the show was lost, and in that show we actually, I think we featured two bands that week. So what we're going to do this week, and I'm going to start the ball rolling so that we can get through as many bands as possible this week, I'm going to feature one of those bands that, you know, we missed out on that week because of damn Audacity. So the band that I'm going to feature while Steel is rushing to the emergency is a band that's kind of, you know, kind of near and dear to mine and Steel's hearts because they hail from our hometown of Hamilton, Ontario. And the band is called Of the North. And these guys, it's kind of like an all-star band, I would say, because everybody in the band is from a fairly, you know, fairly well-known, actually, at least in my opinion, band. There's two brothers in the band, Trevor and Jay Zybarth, who are formerly from Sons of Butcher, and actually in the feature that we did, we talked at length about the Sons of Butcher cartoon, which was on the Cartoon Network for quite a while, and they, you know, wrote all the original music for that, of course, being in the band Sons of Butcher. Their drummer is Tony Giacomi from used to be in Shallow, North Dakota, and then Marco Bersetti is on lead guitar, who was formerly in Threat Signal, and I don't know if the X, so it says X Threat Signal, comma Protest the Hero, so I don't know if that means he's also X of Protest the Hero. But anyways, so that's who Of the North is comprised of. And the cool thing about this band too is that either a member of the band or maybe someone from their street team or a representative of the band actually hand delivered their one sheet and their CD to the Sound FM studios here, and with a personalized message for CKMS saying, "With your help, Of the North is hoping to be debuting their new album, The Hustle, on CKMS Radio 100.3 FM, which will be followed by a live tour of local clubs and both universities. Thank you." So, you know what? That's pretty cool, damn cool of them. So, why don't we get to some of their tunage? Now, I don't quite recall which songs we featured back when we featured them before. So, what did I do? Oh, here it is. So, I am going to play whatever the heck I want. And I'm going to choose. And, oh, you know what? I remember these guys. These guys, this album is, all the songs are like, you know, 2 to 3 minutes long, and they're really quick, hard rock riffs, punches in the gut, and I remember these guys. So this is gonna be fun. Okay, so I'm going to play... Well, you know what? I'm just going to go through... I'm going to play three songs because they're all pretty quick. So I'm going to start out with Man Laundry and then follow that up with Tough and then, oh, Mountain or Escarpment. That pertains to Hamilton. I'm going to play that one. I'm such a tool. Here we go. This is Of the North with Man Laundry here on 100.3 Sound FM, Mono A Mono.
If you wait too long, it will move on. If you hesitate, it will stagnate. The safe way never caught anyone afraid. Be self-made and make a play. We don't last long, and there's no beyond.
There you have it. Of the North there on 100.3 Sound FM on the Mono A Mono show.
Yeah, and you know what? I was listening in the car.
Yeah.
And it's a damn good show that you got going on here.
Thanks, man. I was a little nervous. That's the first time I've been left alone here in the studio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, so I missed the beginning, if you opened the vault or not.
I didn't open the vault because we could have edited the opening of it later.
Well, maybe we could open the vault for the second one, and then it'll just be the same clip at the beginning.
Nice.
But you know what? I was listening to Of the North, and I remember listening to him the first time, too. And I missed a little bit what you said, but I got quite the Sons of Butchers influence in Protest the Hero as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, but yeah, it's,
but you know what else I heard a little bit of as well?
What's that?
And I don't know, more in the first song rather than the second song was some, Finger 11.
So.
Oh, okay. I missed one maybe when I was, parking and coming up.
Yeah. Cause the last one I played was called Mountain or Escarpment.
Oh, nice for Hamilton. Cause
exactly.
They're from Hamilton.
Yeah.
Nice.
It's an ongoing debate. Between,
yeah, whether
actually,
it is, yeah.
I think maybe a lot of people in Hamilton don't really care.
But there's both, kind of.
Well, no, there's not. It's an escarpment.
Yeah, but that, is it? Yeah?
It's not
because,
a mountain. It's just people say
on the mountain.
On the mountain.
Yeah.
But it's not a mountain. Maybe back in the early days when Hamilton was still founded, when people were a lot shorter, they may have thought that it was a mountain.
Yeah, because it's mainly Italians.
I'm not going to comment on that. After last night's AGM, we are not supposed to make any comments about any sort of person's place of origin. So I'm not going to comment on that because you'll get kicked out, not
you,
me.
But you did. You commented that Of the North was from Hamilton.
Right, but you were just stereotyping Italians and their height.
No, Andrea Bargnani is huge.
Then what did people of Hamilton being Italian have to do with anything?
Just back then. Back then they were short.
You lost me.
I don't know. You were saying people back then were short, so you're doing some ageism.
Oh, man. But anyways, because I have to imagine because of where the water is, like the lake, that they would have settled the lower. Obviously, they did. They settled the lower part of
Hamilton.
The downtown. They settled downtown before they moved on the mountain. So like,
oh yeah,
if they're all down there,
definitely.
If everybody who was living there was down there, it would have been like, wow, look, that's a big mountain.
Oh,
and before they could build roads up there.
Oh, and once there are roads up there, then it's called an escarpment.
Well, no, then once they got at the top there and they realized that, hey, if the land is flat up here, it's not a mountain.
Oh, a mountain has a peak is what you're saying.
That's right.
Ah.
See what you learn listening to the Mono A Mono show?
Wow.
Besides Steele's racial profiling?
Hey, I never do that.
So welcome back. How was your emergency?
It was good, yeah. The person totally forgot that the green button was to turn on the devices and the yellow button was to turn them off, and they were messing it up.
Oh, jeez. I thought it was that the person had completely forgot all of their reference material for their show, and you had to go and save them and get them their reference material so that they could deliver a quality show.
Well, that was part of it. I mean, I swung by and did that on the way, but... There was deeper problems, deeper set problems than that, just that, yeah.
Gotcha.